You're a stupid cunt. But you don't see it yet. You give yourself the benefit of the doubt when it comes to self-preservation. A term hardly known in your vocabulary because of how confident you are. Confidence only you so graciously pride yourself in. 8,062 hours and counting. You know, a lot can happen within a year. One day you're coming home from work on a darker winter night, and the next day, maybe several months later, your missing posters have already been pasted over the top with someone new. Sluts go missing every time. It won't take long until someone like me finds someone like you somewhere else in this godforsaken city. A city that hustles too loudly and too restlessly to give a shit about where you are and how you're doing. Maybe your friends get worried. Oh, maybe your family grow desperate. Maybe they think you've just upped and left for a whole new scene. Your passport, IDs, paper trails, digital trails will all fabricate a grand lie that I've spent countless hours perfecting. Photographs I've taken and manipulated. Social accounts that don't quite exist in the real world. Relationships that are official, but not to your knowledge. In my lie, you're perfectly fine. You're living a life that whores like you only dream of. In my head, the reality of where you'll find yourself is completely different. You have no sense of security. The trust you have in strangers is incredibly pathetic. Oh, your heart is just too good for this world, isn't it? Your parents have certainly raised you right. They raised you only to have you fall into the hands of someone like me. And my hands... my hands are not soft like yours. My hands are rough. They've felt flesh unprovoked. Simply out of greed and lust. They are hands that have corrupted and violated numerous whores like you. Naked skin ripped and caught under my fingernails. Breasts groped and scratched at, hair pulled and torn right out of the scalp. My knuckles numb to repeated beatings. I'm not romantic. No part of this makes my heart flutter. I am a pervert. Censored and repressed. Unable to feel true satisfaction until violence moves me. And until it moves through you. It's the blood and bile that sends euphoric sensations. Convulsions on convulsions. My orgasm set my body on fire and I cannot stop. Once my hands are on you and I felt your pulse quicken, pleasure begins. I see red. Not of rage, but of lust. I can only get off if you're crying and screaming. When you realize you've made it so easy for me to find you and grab you and take you away. Far from where anyone would even bother looking. Far from safety. Far from your old life. You'll begin anew. Reborn into a world I have made for you. You'll be raped repeatedly. Beaten repeatedly. Blood will be drawn until you pass out. Bruises will form on top of bruises. Blood vessels popped in your eyes. Scars. Burns. Everything. 8,062 hours and counting. We're getting so close. All of those hours, final hours, where you'll look at yourself in the mirror and smile, bettering yourself day by day, showing the best version of yourself. And after your rebirth, you'll catch a glimpse of yourself in a broken mirror. Shattered soul and a broken jaw. You are never going to be the same. I think you've got potential in the world you've made. It's too bad it doesn't align with mine. Because I see you only as holes. Only as flesh to be bent. Malleable to my will. And wants. And desires. However gruesome. However sick. You are worthless to me. You are nothing. You're fodder for my ever-growing, insatiable hunger. You're going to be my rape slut. A fuck puppet to make me come as many times as I want. And you will. You will quickly learn that I'm not one to disappoint. You will feel like you're dying. But I won't let you get there. not without my word. And even though now you've so many thoughts in your head, many ideas, dreams and goals, soon enough you'll be brainless, empty behind those eyes, with nothing but the will to survive by any means possible. Each tooth I will knock out of your jaw, each stitch that will burst at the seam, each orgasm I deal you, you will learn and unlearn, revert back to pure instincts. And if you've managed to come so far, well, maybe you're something special. But for now, I don't think you are. For now, you're just another whore for me to abuse. So enjoy the things that bring you pleasure, in whatever shape or form they come. Enjoy the shit that gets you off. Enjoy those videos you watch and those audios you listen to while you fuck yourself to sleep every night. You will be opened up for me to tear into, and I will make you come while I do it. You will be reprogrammed to orgasm with my hands around your throat, choking and raping you within an inch of your pathetic life. You'll subconsciously want more until you'll open your mouth to beg for me to make you into something unrecognizable. I'm counting down the days for you. And the end is coming. The world as you know it will no longer be. The life that you have worked hard on will no longer serve you any purpose. The only purpose you'll have soon enough is to be violently degraded, raped, and ripped apart for my pleasure. You are a stupid cunt for letting me into your life so easily. I will make you into a perverted spectacle, a cautionary tale for all the sluts and cunts that come after you to fuck themselves to your demise. And then the cycle repeats.